Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Zion. We just mentioned at the very, very end of Vav Amud Bet that there was an issue. We suggested maybe you just do the Bitul Chametz in the fifth hour of the day and not the previous night after the Biur. And we suggested, well, it's a little bit problematic because the fifth hour is kind of like a nothing hour. You may come to forget to do it because it's not an hour of any particular halachic significance. And Nivata B'Shein, okay, so then Bimavatala in the sixth hour. Bimavatlit in the sixth hour, which is the hour that you're supposed to be, that the Isser starts, or rather that the Isser de Rabbanon starts, whereas at the end of the sixth hour is when the Isser de Oraita starts, and therefore you should be fine, right? You're not violating the Isser de Oraita, and by still owning it, but it is a significant time period. The Isser de Rabbanon iluve. Right, so the fact that it's Asur De'Rabbanon makes it tantamount to being Asur De'Oraita, so for the same reason that you can't be Mevatel it when it's Asur De'Oraita, because it's like not in your Rishut, because you don't have permission to use it, because it's Asur. So same problem exists, just at the De'Rabbanon level. Damar of Gidla Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Amar Rav. So how do we know that we treat this, the De'Rabbanon Isser, like the De'Oraita Isser, in terms of considering it not in your possession? Mekadesh Meshesh Sha'ot N'Lamala, Afila Bechite Kur Did Taya Kur Dinaita in Choshin the Kedushin. Right, so if you were to, if at this exact hour, the hour that it's Aser Derabanan, but Mutter Deoraita, you were to take wheat that was out in a field, even a very hard wheat that's unlikely to have developed chametz, right, you're not allowed to be Mekadesh a woman with it, because we're concerned that maybe it became chametz. Oh, but, you know, it's only the Isser De'Rabbanon hour, it's not the Isser De'Oraita hour. In Achinami, even though it's the Isser De'Rabbanon hour, we don't let you use wheat that may be chametz, we consider it as if it's not in your possession. Lubatar Isura Lomatzim Vatale, wait, you can't do a bitul chametz after it's already Aser, Vatan Yadinu Lan Nebraita. Hay Yoshev Beta Midrash Venitzkar Shesh Chametz Betoch Beitom Vatla Belibo, Echad Shabbat Vechad Yomto. That if someone's sitting in the Beit Midrash, he's learning, remembers that he has chametz in his home, so he should nullify it in his heart. He should just think that, I nullify this chametz, whether it's Shabbat or whether it's Yom Tov. Bishlam Shabbat Mishkachala. Okay, I understand the case of Shabbat Mishkachala, that there's a case for that. Could go in Shechala Ba'atzar Liyot B'Shabbat. When the 14th is Shabbat, then it's not yet Usher, right? And that's this year, and that's happening. But it's not yet Usher, and it is, right, it's not yet Usr, but it is Shabbat, and you can be Mevatel on Shabbat. Ela Yom Tov, Batar Isuruhu. But what's the case where you're being Mevatel your Chametz on Yom Tov? It must be the first day of Pesach, when it's already Usr. Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Acha B'Talmid Yoshev Lev Rabo Askina, and Ravacha Bar Yaakov qualifies our case. It says what we're talking about is a student who's sitting in front of his rabbi, and that's not Mechuba to get up in the middle of Shir, but he's concerned, he doesn't know when rabbi is going to end the Shir. And he has dough in his home that he's afraid is going to turn into chametz before he has the opportunity to get back and do something about it. So he's concerned that it's going to begin to leaven. Right. So he can nullify it in his heart at that point. Meaning, today practically we don't, at least Ashkenazim don't make matzah on Pesach, right? Well, we're concerned, but it'd be mikar din, you're allowed to make matzah on Pesach. But you just have to be very careful that you don't let the matzah turn into chametz. So what if you started making bread, and then you go to a shir, you started making matzah, sorry, then you go to a shir, and you realize, oh, I've been gone for too long, that's going to become chametz. That's what we're talking about, and it's already Pesach. It's not to say that you're allowed to be mvatel in Isser, you'd be mvatel it before it becomes Aser. And if you could actually infer this understanding from the Braita itself. The Braita itself spoke of a Talmud in a Beit Midrash. Now, if this is just a general principle, what's the relevance of being in a Beit Midrash? No, because it's a very specific case where you're in front of your rabbi, you know, you can't leave, and so you're mevatel in your heart. Amar Rav Bar Huna, Amar Rav, Hapat She'ipsha, Kivan She'ravta Matza Buteret. Okay, so if you have a bread box, and you notice that that something in this box is moldy, and you're not sure whether it's matzah or bread, right? So if there's more matzah, that's how we're understanding it for now, right? We're going to modify this understanding, but I'll just try to translate it as literally as possible. Once there is a lot of matzah, we assume that it's matzah, not bread, and it's mutter. Hechidami. What exactly are the specifics of this case? Ilema diyadaba de chametzi ki ravta matzah mayhavi. if you know that it was chametz, then even once there's a lot of matzah, that shouldn't make any kind of a difference, right? You know it's chametz. Ela d'leya dinan ba hi chametzu hi matzahu. Rather, it's when you don't know whether this is chametz or matzah. My iriyaki ravda matzah. Filaki lo ravda matzah nami neza vater batra. Okay, well, what does it matter when there's a lot of matzah? What does that change practically? Even if there isn't more matzah than there is, or a lot of more matzah than there is chametz, or just a lot of matzah, we should just say that we assume that it is the most previous, the most recent use of the bread box. Your bread box is being used for matzah now. We assume that anything in there is matzah. Milo tanan, and then we learn in the Mishnah, that if you find coins, find money in front of animal merchants, right? So you assume that they're miser money because people would be pode their miser, or they would redeem their miser sheni money by purchasing animals for Meiser in Yerushalayim. So most animals bought in Yerushalayim were with Meiser Sheni money. That Meiser Sheni money is Kodesh now. So you have to assume that money before an animal salesperson is Meiser money. However, if it's in Har HaBayit, you assume that all your Kodesh money, you have nothing to do with it in Har HaBayit, right? So you assume that all of your Kodesh money you spent by the time you got to Har HaBayit, and the money on Har HaBayit is not Kodesh. And in Yerushalayim, during the days of the regal itself, you can assume that they're Meiser, because that's when people are coming in with Meiser money. However, with the rest of the year, you can assume that it's Chulin. Right now, the question is, why can you assume the rest of the year that that money is Chulin? In Yerushalayim, everyone just flooded Yerushalayim with Meiser money. So what's the reason? Right, so they would generally clean the shuk in Yerushalayim every single day. Alma Amrinan Kame Kame Azilei. And so we basically say that the things that were there beforehand have left. Vahani Achrininhu. And so these are new. Whatever was brought yesterday was cleaned off, and this is something that was brought today and not Kodesh money. Achanami, Nema Kama Kama Azil Vahaya Ibnuhu. Right? So too, but the bread box, we should say whatever we put there initially is gone. But this is a new thing. This is matzah. Shaniacha de ipusha muchiach iluve. No, this is a bit of a different case because much more common for bread to go moldy. It's much easier for bread to go moldy than for matzah. Now we're thinking of our matzah. We assume it kind of almost never goes moldy, but think of kind of thick matzahs that are more similar to lafas, so that you know they could. Ipusha muchiach iluve ki ravta matzah mayhave. Oh, if mold is such a good proof that this is bread, then who cares if there's a lot of matzah? If there's a row, meaning Rov matzah. Okay, but you have a simon that this is bread and not matzah. So what does it matter if it's rov matzah? Amarava lo tema sherav da matzah ela ema sherabu yemei matzah I lavai. Right? So, okay, no, don't say that there's more matzah. It was a lot of matzah. Rather, it was a lot of matzah because there were a lot of days of matzah. All right, we're well into the middle of Pesach. That's what we're talking about. Ihachi pshita. If it's the case, we're in the middle, talking about the middle of Pesach. And obviously, you know, we got to be dealing with matzah and not bread. The last time you used it for bread was days ago. Lo tzricha de ipusha meruba. No, so we're talking about a case where it was very, very moldy, right? So mahu de tema. What might you have thought? Ki de ipusha meruba igal yemelta devade chametz ma'aliyahu kavash melan. You may have thought, okay, you know, matzah can get a little bit moldy. Right, but bread gets very moldy. So even if it's in the middle of Pesach, third, fourth, fifth day of Pesach, so if it's very, very moldy, I have to assume that's bread, even if it's the middle of Pesach. That's what you may have thought to say, but what we're coming to say is no. We assume that even matzah can get that moldy, let's say, and you can assume that it's matzah in the middle of Pesach. Kivan sherabu yemei matzah ilavai. Amrinan kol yom aviyoma nahama chamima afa v'shadei iluvei ve'apasha tfei. Right, so we still say that it's probably matzah. Right? Why? Because every single day, right, you throw a piece of matzah in the bread basket, and then you throw the next day another freshly baked matzah, another freshly baked matzah, and what happens? It generates a lot of heat and a lot of condensation, And it just continues getting more and more moldy, such that it, when that's your way of making and storing matzah, it's very possible for matzah to even get that moldy. Umiyas linen batar batra. Wait, this whole principle that we mentioned, that we're just going to follow the most recent use, who says we hold by that? Vatanya, didn't we learn in a bright that Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer teva shenim shtam shubah me'ot chulin umot maser imrov chulin chulin imrov maser maser? Didn't we learn that if you have a box and it's used for meiser money and it's used for normal, non-significant money, non-kodesh money, well, if it was used for more meiser money, then it's meiser. If it's used for more non-meiser money, then it's not meiser. So we clearly go after rov and not after the most recent use. Vamai, lizil bater batra. We should just say, hey, what was the last use there? And use that. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Omer Skina. Yon sheshtamshu ba me'ot chulin me'ot meiser ve'en yodeh eizeman masof. Right, because this case is talking about where you don't know. You don't know which one you use last. You use them both. You don't know which one is last. So this is why you follow. Rope. Rav Zavid Omer, so Rav Zavid qualifies it in a different way. That also answers our question. Kigon Shemisham Shabbat, Tziburin, Tziburin. You use the same box simultaneously for each one, for Meiser and Chulin, but in piles. So maybe you were worried that one of them, you know, slid over, or you don't know exactly which one it's shaykh to. Rav Papa Amar Kigon De Ishtakach Beguma. Papa said, you got a little crevice in the box, right? Not where, a little crevice in the box. And so you're not sure if it was used in the last use, right? Generally, right, you clean something out before you use it again. So if you're using it for Meiser money, you want to clean that out and then use it for Chulin money so it's not mixed up. But here you find it in a crack in the box, right? You find it in a crack in the box, then you don't know if that was the most recent use. Amar Rabbi Yehuda habodek tzarich shivarech. Okay, so the person checking needs to make a bracha. My mevarech, what bracha did he make? Rav Papi Amar Mishmei de Rav Leva'er Chametz. So you should make a bracha on Leva'er Chametz. We were commanded to put in the Chametz. Rav Papi Amar Mishmei de Rav Al Bi'ur Chametz. So you make the bracha on the burning of Chametz, right? Be Leva'er Kuli Amalo Pligi Divadet Lahaba Mashma. Okay. Everyone agrees that the implication of the word Leva'er is talking about something that you have yet to do, but you will do in the future. I'm commanded to burn it, right? But not something that I've already done. There's a question, however, but the lashon of al biur, is this a lashon of past tense or future tense? Marzavar mi ikara mashma. So the one who says, one holds that it's a lashon of something that I already did. And marzavar lahava mashma. And the other one holds that it is a lashon of something that I have yet to do, right? So Rav Papi clearly says that it's the lashon of something that I have already done, and that's why he says you can't make it that way, right? Because you have to make the bracha on the mitzvah before you do it, right? So you can't say al biur chametz. It sounds like you've already done it, and that's not how you make bracha. Rav Papa says no. Even al biur chametz is a lashon of something you're about to do. Meitive. Okay, so let's challenge that. Baruch asher kishanu mistavetzivanu al hamila. Okay, so here's a case. We make a bracha. It's similar to al biur chametz. It's al hamila. Now you make this bracha beforehand. So doesn't that imply that al hamila and al ha whatever it may be is a lashon of something that you're about to do, because that's the case for the brit mila and that's the bracha? Hatam hechinema. No, there it's just he doesn't really have another option in terms of how you should make it. Neima lamul lo sagi delav ihu mahil. Right? Should he make the bracha that God commanded to do the circumcision? Because God didn't really require the father to do the circumcision. The father can, you know, appoint anyone to do the circumcision. In which case, it's a little bit misleading to say that he commanded Lamul, that the Moel, the one doing the Brit Mila, says, you know, that God commanded me to circumcise this child. No, he didn't. Commanded the father to. And so if the father was the only person who was allowed to circumcise the child, then we understand why he's saying Lamul, because he was literally commanded to do so. But the father can ask anyone to do so, and that would make the terminology inappropriate. Avi ben Ma'ikil Meimar. Okay, well, what if the father is doing the circumcision? Yeah, so you should say Lamul, because that's appropriate for him to say. Okay, another challenge. Al hashchita, similar idea. Al hashchita, right? But you haven't yet done it, so clearly al hashchita implies that it's something you're about to do. Hatam nami echanema. There too, what's he supposed to say? Name al ishchot. It's supposed to say he's commanded to slaughter. You're not commanded to slaughter. Anyone can slaughter for you. Same exact problem as the father. Lo sagi de lav yihu shochet. De lav yihu shachet. Pesach and Kodshim, my Yikal Meimer. Okay, well, what about Pesach and Kodshim? Right, it's kind of the same exception case. By Pesach and Kodshim, literally, you have to bring it. This has to be you, right? Inachinami. So yeah, you should say Lishchot, right? However, just a Shochet who's soldering for everyone, he can say Al Hashchita. Meitive, another challenge. Ha'osa Lulav La'atzmo, Mevarach Shechen, V'gimana, V'gyan, Azman, Azeh. Right, so someone prepares a Lulav, he makes Shechen. Not lulatzepo, right? And he takes it in order to execute his obligation. What does he say? Omer hashekisham zavetzvano al netilat lulav, right? So it's al, but yet you haven't yet done it, right? So it's clearly that it's a future tense. Shani atam de beidna de agba nafak be. Wait, no. Just by picking up the lulav to make the bracha, you've already executed your obligation. So it is true that when you say al netilat lulav, you're kind of saying it on something you've already done, because by picking up the lulav, you're really executing your basic responsibility. Well, then the whole lashon of the Braita doesn't seem appropriate, because it says that if you pick it up in order to execute your obligation, you say this, right? But if at the time you were saying it, you already executed your obligation, then it wouldn't make sense to say you pick it up and then in order to execute your obligation. You've already executed your obligation. Yatzama b'mayle, should have said that you already did it. Hachinami umishum dekabai lemitne seifa leisha v'suka tanareisha nami latzepo. Right, true. But immediately afterward, we're going to teach about the execution of the mitzvah to live in a sukkah. And there, the mitzvah, the bracha is leishev b'sukkah, and there it's talking about future tense. So we just kind of keep parallel language. Even though by lulav, it's not completely appropriate to say latzebo, because you already were yotzebo, we still say latzebo, because by sukkah we wanted to say latzebo, and that's why we teach it in that lashon, even though you're right, it's not exactly the most exact lashon. We'd rather keep parallel lashon in the Mishnah. The Katani Seifa, because we see in the Seifa, it says Sukkah Le'atzmo, if someone makes the Sukkah, Omer Baruch Hashem, Shechianu, Himayinu, Vegianu, Vanzeh, so you say Shechianu, Nichnas Le'Shevba, and then you go in to sit in it, Omer Baruch Hashem, Zavetzvanu, Le'Shev B'Sukkah, right? And so, when you go into the Sukkah, you make a Le'Shev, in order to be Yotzebo, right? So we use the same Lashon by Sukkah and by Lulav, even though by Lulav it's a little bit less appropriate. V'Yachta Al Biur Chametz. And the Halacha is, you make an Al Biur Chametz. The Kule Alma Miha Ikara Baina Lebruchi Minala. So you're assuming that everyone is in agreement that you make a bracha before you execute the responsibility. How do you know? Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kol Mitzvot Mivarachalen Over Liasiyatan. Because Rav Yehuda has the name of Shmuel that all brachot you need to make before the execution of the mitzvah. My mashma dahai over lishna dakdumehu. Okay, well, how do you know that over means that you make it before. Maybe over. It's like over, right? It's afterward. Over. So how do you know it means before? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Amar Kara, Vayarat Achimatz Derech HaKikar, Vayavor the Kushi. Right? Because when Achimatz passed before the Kushite, right, it says Vayavor. He passed before him. Right? Abaye Amar Mehacha, Vahu Avar Lifnehem. Right? Abaye says that, learns it from the following pasuk, he passed before him, avar lifnehem. So, avar is a lashon of lifnei, before him. V'bayit eima mehach, I'll turn it from here, v'yavor malkam lifnehem v'ashem berosha. Right? Again, he passed before, so over is lashon before. Okay. Bei rav amri, chutz minatvila v'shofar. Right? The only times you don't make a bracha beforehand is, on going to the mikvah and blowing the shofar. Bishlam and tevila, dakati gavra lochazi. It makes sense for tevila because the person's not fit to make a bracha. He's still tame, right? So you go to the mikvah and then you make the bracha. That makes sense. El shofar, my time. But what's the reason by shofar to make it afterward? Chitayim mishum dilma mi kalkila tekiya. You're concerned that maybe he's going to do the tekiya wrong and then it's going to be a bracha levatala. Well, if that's the case, then maybe he's going to do the shechita wrong, maybe he's going to do the mila wrong, maybe we should also say the brachas afterward, but we don't. Rather, Rav Chisda amended the statement. It says, "Chutz me'atzvila bilvad itmar." It was said. It was only said by tzvila. It wasn't said by shofar. Tanenami hachi. Similar to Tana Bracha, Taval ve'ala ba'alateo. Me Bracha shegusham davtzvanu al hatzvila. Right. It's mashma from the Mishnah about or the Brita about mikvah that you go to mikvah, you get up, and then you make the bracha. Clearly, that you say it afterward, not beforehand. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. Le'or haner. You check it with a candlelight. Mina hani mili. How do you know I check it with a candle? This is an interesting connection that we forge here, right? So let's follow it. A couple stages. Amar Rav Chisda lamanu mitzia mimitzia. Okay, so we want to know where the chametz is found, right? By chametz we have a lashon of mitzia, right? The chametz cannot be found by you. Okay, it can't be found by you on Pesach. You need to find it beforehand. And we learn a connection of finding, defining in a different place. Umetzia mechipus, vechipus mechipus, vechipus menerot, venerot mener. Right? So this is how we go, right? There's a metzia by Pesach, by finding chametz, right? And that metzia is linked by a gzera shava to a metzia elsewhere. And we want to ask, okay, now that we know, we want to ask, how do you go about finding something? Well, how do you go about finding something? Well, you search for it. How do you know? Well, because there's a link in the Torah between mitzia and chipus, right? So we want to find the chametz. So we link the finding of the chametz with the finding of other things. And then, okay, how do you find other things? Well, you find it by searching it. So we link in the Torah finding things to searching for it. And then, okay, well, how do you search for it? So first we link searching to another place that's spoken about searching, and in that other place that's speaking about searching, it talks about searching with a torch or multiple candles, right? And then we link multiple candles in a different place to a single candle. So how do you know that you're supposed to search for chametz with one candle? Because a candle is linked to many candles. Many candles is clearly used for searching. Searching is clearly used to find something, and chametz needs to be found. All those ideas and all those principles are established clearly in the Torah. Mitzia me'mitzia k'tiv hacha. Right? So, how do we know mitzia me'mitzia? The connections of finding chametz to things that are generally found as follows. Right? K'tiv hacha shivat yamim se'or liyamatzav batechem. It says, 7 days, you cannot find leaven in your home. U'chtivatem, it's written elsewhere, v'ichapes b'gadol achel v'katon kila v'yimatza. Right, that it's searched for and then found. Right, so mitzia is used by finding things in general and used by finding chametz on Pesach. So that's where mitzia is used by chametz on Pesach, and that's where we linked it to a different mitzia that is finding things in general. Umitzia mechipos didei. And then how do you know that the way that you find things is through searching? Well, that pasuk itself, which says v'yichapes v'yimatza, right? So you search for it and then you found it. V'chipus menerot. Okay, then how do you know that searching should be done with candles? Dichtiv be'etahi at that time echapes at Yerushalayim menerot. Then I'm going to search Yerushalayim with torches, right? That's like to find all the transgressions. It's a metaphor. Venero miner dichtiv. And how do I know multiple candles with one candle dichtiv? Ner Hashem nishmat adam chofes kol chadrei vaten. Right? That the candle of God is the soul of a person that searches his entire insides. It's like a conscience in a sense, right? So there we have a link from candles to candle, and therefore we see that candle is linked to torches. Torches does searching. Searching finds, and finding is what we're trying to do by the chametz. Right? That's the link there. Right? Tana de Beit Rishmael lele arbas arbot givet the chametz lo haner. So it was taught in the Beit Midrash of Rishmael that the night of the 14th you do the bdika with the chametz lo haner af pishein raya ladavar zech ladavar. Right? And even though there's no explicit proof in the Torah, there is a hint to it. Shneimar shivat yamim soor lematza veomer v'chapes begadol v'chel v'katon v'kila veomer beit ayichapes at Yerushalayim benerot. So it's interesting, the Tana of Debei Rabbi Shmuel teaches it not as a raya, but a zecher, as a hint. Meaning he doesn't believe that we're using a proper mechanism for darshening this out. It's just a clue in the Torah, as it were, but not a proper drusha of one of the Yigam Amidot to establish the halacha. Okay, but wait one second. That last pasuk that you brought in, right, of the Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Chofetz Kol Chadrei Vaten, why was it necessary? The previous pasuk we spoke about searching for things with lamps. Isn't that enough? You need another pasuk, right? What does that come to do? V'chitema, right. So the reason is as follows. Hai be'et hahi kula dekama rachmana. Right, because it said at that time Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to search with multiple lamps. Right, at that time. Right, lo badkina la b'Yerushalayim b'nehora da'avuka d'nafish nura tufa. Right, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is being lenient on us. Right, he's not going to search for our transgressions with torches that shine the place so bright, because then you're going to find a lot of transgressions. Ela b'nehora d'sharga d'zuta nehora tve. Rather, he's just going to use a candle. Because candles are not going to light it up so much. He wants to take it easy on us. He's not going to find that many transgressions. Right? In which case, a candle is only going to find a very big transgression. But a torch is going to find every little small transgression. He's taking it easy on us. That's not a raya that he said, at this time, I'm going to take it easy on you. It's not a raya to say that a candle is going to find everything you need to find. Tashema Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, right? And that's why he teaches it. No, even a candle is also okay. It's not just a specific leniency. Kind of begs the question as to then why do you need the second to last pasuk, right? Can't you just then learn it from Ner, which in that pasuk also uses Chofes, right? So I could have just linked it directly to the last pasuk, skipped the middle one, which says Nerot and Chofes, and maybe Chofes. Maybe we don't want to learn. Maybe we don't want to learn it from Chofes, because Chofes is a little bit different than Vayichapes, and so it's not exact same Lashon, so maybe that's why we would prefer not to use it that way. We're going to stop here.